Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad something, something, step inside, I should have researched that a little bit more, but I didn't. Hi, welcome to the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete, independent music source. My name's Mao, this is show 47, welcome all. Are you excited? Can you feel the incredible energy in the air? Yes. No. Well, try to. Hey, if you didn't catch some of my other shows, why don't you hop on over to RadioSt.Pete.com, and there you will find, in the archive section, we've recently added a few of the last couple shows. They've been getting some good downloads, and yeah, go dig it, man. You know, go listen to some of the old sounds, and you could be like, oh man, I remember when he was all like this, but now he's all like this. And then you'll be like, oh, that's exactly the same, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Really excited to be here. Radio St. Pete, growing, blowing up all over everywhere, you know. Not like literally. Otherwise, you know, our equipment would be all broken and then you wouldn't hear me at all from blowing up. But it is, you know, growing in popularity. So thank you for listening. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell someone. Tell your dog. Maybe your dog wants to rock out to some indie music. Did you ever think about his feelings? Huh? I bet you didn't. Well, you should, because, you know, dogs are people too. Something like that. I don't know. Boy, all the exciting happenings. The news this week was a tanker truck got hit by a utility truck and they exploded right on the road that I take to my work now. So that was cool. Like, I didn't witness it, but, you know, it happened. Just think of what's the probabilities of a tanker truck hitting a utilities truck and then catching on fire and exploding? Really exciting stuff. That's the kind of exciting action you have when you live here in Clearwater and Tampa, St. Pete area. Car shenanigans, nonstop. It's because there's constant flux, you know. As soon as they get finished with a road, they're like, let's move this 4 feet to the right. And then they tear it all up and they're like, ha ha, take that suspension of your low car. In case you didn't notice, I have a low car. I got a little Honda S2000. It's like real close to the ground. And yeah, not liking tons of road construction. And sadly, Florida is all about road construction. I think they're the testing grounds for this new thing. Instead of like doing like one road and then finishing that and then like, okay, this road's finished. Let's go to this road and fix that one. They kind of destroy every road at once. I mean, they literally just, there's a guy with dynamite, and he looks like he's a video game. He's just running along, just blowing up every road, and he just runs really fast. He's like a super fast dude, and he's like, boom, 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 and then all these roads are destroyed. And then they're like, okay, well, these roads will be finished around 2029, and then they're going to be spectacular. Oy vey. Now, I'm not huge into the news, but after this first music break, Tampa, St. Pete, Florida, you know, big news. Big news. It's Sunday. It was earlier in the week. There was a big news story that will change the entire world forever. Ah! But here's some music that'll change your brain and your ears. Mostly your ears. It's going to change your ears and then and your eyes will weep with joy from how much you love the music. And then, I don't know, other things. Happy, sad, overwhelmed with emotion, maybe. I don't know. Music touches us all in different ways, man. Groovy, right on.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I'm not afraid to パンクストライク Call me パンスト男には負けねえ差別社会 Fucking カスト母の優しい瞳と父の背中を見て育ちいつか世界を変えたいいつか変えてやるんだ
What are you looking for under a tombstone in broad daylight?
Shh! You'll scare her away.
Scare her away? Who? What? What can you scare away here in a cemetery?
My ghoul friend. She's the ghost in the invisible bikini.
What are you putting me on? Herbie, I know you're broad-minded, but this is ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. And you should see her since she traded her bedsheet for a bikini.
Well, you must enjoy looking around for a real nothing broad.
It's really just that American International is inviting everyone out to the graveyard for a blood-curdling blast with the ghost in the invisible bikini to see Tommy Kirk, Deborah Wally, Aaron Kincaid, Harvey Lembeck, and Jesse White with Nancy Sinatra, and guest stars Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, and Susan Hart in the ghost in the invisible bikini in Pathé Color and Panavision.
Now, you would have to get commercial. Now you scared her away. Ooh.
I just ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
And that music break was Reno Tessitokyo, with four songs I don't know the titles of because it's all in Japanese kanji. Been over that before, not gonna be over it again. And then I peppered in, I have a whole ton of old trailers from crazy old movies that I just love. So I'm going to pepper some of them in here and there to add flavor. Did you recognize the voice in that Ghost in the Invisible Bikini? If you have ever been to Disney and you were on the Haunted Mansion ride, huh? Yeah, that's right. Rewind it and then listen again. You know, it's radio, you can't. But if you're listening in archive, then you can. And you'll be all like, oh, that is that voice from that guy. Yes, it is. He's done a lot of stuff. I think he's dead now, so that's sad. So, as I alluded to earlier, big happenings in Florida. That's right. Gay marriage legalized. And I'm going to go on record. Say I don't care either way, one way or the other. The other show I did for a long time. I'm still doing it now. My co-host was alternate lifestyle. Gay? Is that the politically correct word? I don't even care. They were talking about it. They were talking about it because I think New York had just passed it at that point. And I said, well, who cares? Not being mean. I mean, it, you know, a piece of paper, a marriage license doesn't mean anything to me. You know, if you're faithful and you go home every day and you're with your loved ones, then it doesn't matter. Blah, blah, blah. And then he said, well, what about, you know, religious folk? And I said, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, okay, that makes sense. And then he said, and also, here's the big kicker. What about insurance? And what about, you know, he said, I've been with my partner for many, many years, and I can't legally see him in the hospital. And I said, oh, now I get it. All right, I understand. And I didn't mean I don't care in the bad way. I mean, it's not my business, so I don't care. I'm kind of like that with a lot of things. That makes my life happier in that, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't care. If it doesn't directly affect me and I have opinions about things, but that's all it is, an opinion. We really get wrapped up into saying you're wrong and I'm right. And you know what that leads to? Nothing. Stupidity. It's dumb. Everyone's opinions are equally worthless, including my own. So, yay for that. I mean, I can't wait to see all the insanity that ensues, because, yeah, I have a feeling it's not over till it's over.
They came from another planet to destroy the Earth. Giant spiders, 30 feet tall, clawing, crushing, killing everything in their paths. Never before was anything like them seen on Earth. The government and the military were in shock. Could anyone stop them? Could anyone stop the giant spider invasion?
Alrighty then.
But the real question is, will anyone stop the giant ego and inflated self of purpose invasion that is soon to descend upon Florida with the I don't think it's right and my God don't permit that kind of stuff talk? And, you know, we're going to be reading about that for a long time. It's kind of funny. I was watching a documentary. What was it? Ethos? I think that was the name of it. Ethos with Woody Harrelson and whatever. But and it was talking about, like, who controls what you're told, who controls. It was one of those really high-level, high-conspiracy things. Which, whatever. It was an interesting watch, only because I know quite a bit about media manipulation and stuff like that. Like, I took that stuff in college. I mean, I know about it. I had an advertising and marketing degree, so I know quite a bit about that part of how you talk if you want something to sound appealing. And one part of it was the just kind of talking about how the two parties, Democrats and Republicans, are very almost identical in every key point. So what they do is the media just focuses on the things that don't matter to your everyday life but have high emotional impact. Like, you know, they're basically kind of pointing out point by point saying, you know, both parties don't care. They want big business. They want this. They want, you know, all that kind of stuff. So they focus in on, like, gay marriage or abortion or pot legalization. The things that don't amount to very much but get blown up to the point where you're like, oh my God, I hate them liberals and oh, you the darn right wingers, and I'm offending everyone that's listening that is a very politically motivated person, but I'm not, so I don't care. But anyway, it's just one of those things where they rake the muck and the muck and the muck. And at the end of the day, you know, doesn't everyone just want to, you know, live, be happy, live a good life, and that's the end of it? Like, I guess not. I mean, I think it was a Batman. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Terrible, terrible impression right there. But you get what I'm saying. It was a Batman line from whatever. Batman's become very angry, so I can't really remember. They kind of all mushed together in the, it was funny, cool Batman. And then it was like, just kind of wacky 80s style Batman. No, he's like, oh, I'm so angry. And they're so angry. Everyone's so angry. So it's all just, it's the mush of angry Batman. At some point, his butler goes, oh, some people just want to watch the world burn, as a very brooding, angry Batman sat gritting his teeth, wondering how they could stop the bad man. Wasn't this the same guy that was just running around with a bomb? Couldn't throw it on the nuns, couldn't throw it on the ducks, couldn't throw it on... That was shark repellent. Much better. Much better films. Sorry, I don't care. I'm not buying into the angry world hype of the new Batman. But yeah. What was I even talking about? Oh yeah, gay marriage. So, you know, I'm waiting for the official things from like my company, who's a very large, a fairly large company. And, you know, when am I going to start reading things saying, okay, well, they're legal spouses under the law, you know? I never really asked. Maybe partners are, domestic partners are the same, but now they're going to be legally married. So, yay for that. I think what was one of the comedians said, let them get married. If they want to be as miserable as the rest of us. That is not the case, but funny, very funny comedian. So yeah, we'll keep our eyes glued to that little bit of excitement, because I know, it's going to hit on all the big points, you know. I mean, like, the religious leaders are going to come out and go, hurrumph, and then the sides, the Democrats and Republicans, as soon as it's viable for their party, hurrumph, and they'll start pointing fingers, and it'll be fun and exciting. It's kind of like, okay, well, I'll save that. Let's go to some music, because this is a music show, right? Yeah, right.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over.
Over.
Roger.
Huh?
All my friends own a land speeder. Land speeder floats a little higher. Flies a little slower. Land speed up is a Jawa mower. Hey, hey. Land speed up on Mars size the street, yeah. Land speed up, smugglers will meet, yeah.
Uta guta solo. Land speed up holds all my droids now. Land speed up sold it for cash.
Ho, 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 ho.
My speed is pretty hip, got a lot of zip, finest in the galaxy. Going on a trip, gotta sell my ship, now I'm rolling with a Wookiee.
Golf, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
All right. That was a band called Cyfried. I played for you Landspeeder and PX-75309. I don't know what that's in reference to. Probably Star Trek. Some of that stuff goes over my head. I like sci-fi movies and that kind of stuff, but I never like take the leap to become like crazy knowledge about it. Let's just say it's Star Trek and leave it at that. They were a very cool bunch of dudes. We met them. Oh, my God. It was so long ago. It was like 2007. That must have been what it was. It was they have conventions around here, you know, like different various conventions. And I'm going to get yelled at for not remembering the name of it. It was MegaCon or Comic-Con or some kind of con. I always end up being on the video crew. Like, I go over with a bunch of guys. I'm fairly good with camera. I like to think I'm fairly good with camera. And so I'm always, you know, on these various video crews. All I do is point the camera. I'm not, like, really, like, learning. But we met them. And at that point, we were just starting out with our other podcast. So I was like, hey, can we use your music? And they were like, yeah, it was really cool. So check them out online, Sci-Fried Band. I think it's scifriedband.com. You know, I don't know if that's right or not. I think it is. Very cool bunch of dudes. And Comic-Cons are always fun, but I don't really get to them anymore. It's, I don't know. I just don't make time. I should make time for these kind of things, but never seem to. I always just wish in one hand, something in the other. Oh, hey, before I get rolling here, I did want to say, make sure that you go out to your phone's store, purchase store, you know, like online, I mean, your app store is what I'm trying to say. Go out and make sure you download the Radio St. Pete app for your phone, so you, or iPad or iPod or whatever, so you can take it on the go. iPod, whew, remember those? Nobody remembers those. I have one. I bought the classic with like 80 gigabytes of music, man, wow. And now everyone just uses their phone, because why would you carry three things? Boy, phones have become the thing to carry. They're everything all-inclusive, you know. You got your phone, you got your music player, you got your camera, notepads, app downloaders, Radio St. Pete's with you at all times, so you can always show off to your friends. So, yeah. And if you enjoy my musings, why don't you get a pencil and write this down, or write it into your phone. Go to bunchofdorks.com. That is a landing page for three different podcasts. Two of them are mine. One's a friend of mine. The top one, first one, when you go to bunchofdorks.com, you're going to see three buttons. The top one is Slow Robot A Go-Go. That is my B through Z grade review show where we talk about old, crazy old movies with my friend Dr. Morbius. And boy, we find some real gems for you. And trust me, these are movies you've never heard of, even if you live in the B movie realm. And then the middle one is not mine, but the friends of mine. They talk about, it's called Two Dimension Podcast. They are always, they have a wealth of comic book knowledge, which I don't, because comic books fall into that thing of I don't read them. And I know nothing about them. I mean, I know they're paper and there's, you know, drawings. I don't know, whatever. So, and then the third one, the bottom one, is the world's longest running podcast. That's what I'm just calling it. It is actually the Bunch of Dorks. It's Bunch of Dorks podcast. It is like this one, but it has the explicit tag. So, you know, if your kid's in the room, don't listen to them. Listen to it with them. And it's I've been doing it since 2005, believe it or not. We're coming up on our 300th show, so it's a lot of fun. You know, it's changed numerous times over the years, but that's all right. Change is okay, you know. I change my clothing sometimes, change my underwear, my socks. So, I change the format. But anyway, those are three really fun things that you can check out if you're in a cube farm, or if you have the new exciting Google style that is just open air. But, I don't know. And yes, you can listen to that with your earphones so your neighbors don't get angry at you. And also, biggest news in my life anyway, started a creature feature. You know, me and a friend, Dr. Morbius, started a very odd creature feature that's up on YouTube. We've launched a channel and we are, just getting stuff on. We got our second show up. Our third one's coming soon. It's a doc creature feature with Doc and Clown. That's the title of it. If you search it out, you'll see two videos. We did the first video was we did the creature feature with the intro, the middle section, and the intro. But the movie that we got back was a Duck and Cover, a very famous nuclear Holocaust learning video. And then the second one we just got done doing was Dating Do's and Don'ts. So lots of fun with those, and I'd really love if you go check us out, and hopefully you dig it. We're going to be really hitting it with some feature-length movies in the coming weeks, and, hopefully you like it, you laugh, You watch, you laugh, you cry, it becomes part of you, you know. It's really a great thing. Okay, that's all the shilling I can do for now. We're going to listen to some music. How about them apples?
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
In the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
These are the sounds of 6 feet of silver death. In the hands of the dragon, it becomes the ultimate weapon of defense. The dragon is back in the greatest martial arts film of all time, Blood of the Dragon. The action is non-stop as one man, one weapon, are pitted against an incredibly powerful army of ruthless killers. Blood of the Dragon introduces to the screen Asia's superstar, Wang Yu, king of the martial arts. With incredible movements, lightning-fast hands, he can handle anything, no matter how deadly. Wang Yu never uses a double because no one can do what he does. Don't miss this spectacular film packed with explosive action and ending in the most exciting battle ever seen. Blood of the Dragon. There'll never be another like it. Rated R.
All right, that was The Ghastly Ones from 2005 All-Plastic Assembly Kit. I played The Flying Dutchman, Draculon. Then I played Yuzo's Twist and Holland Hearst, 2005. And then, of course, I played The Dutch, because I laugh every time I hear him say that. And The Flying Dutchman made me think of the Dutch, which made me think of that clip. I will say, this was the first week of work. We're going back to work where I had have a full week. And, yikes. I had, you know, the holidays, depending on how the holidays fall, everyone kind of pastes them together in some tapestry of 2 to 3 weeks off, you know. And even if you have to go back to work, it's like 1 or 2 days, and everyone's kind of in goof around mode, you know. And that's cool. That's fine. That's kind of just, unless you're in retail, then I'm sorry for you. You know, that's a fine thing. It doesn't, but that first week back, you're just suffering from like a, oh my God, I have a whole week ahead of me hangover, you know? And you're kind of, you're doing your best and you're trying to do it, but you're just like, oh man. Wow. I miss those times when I was just not at work, you know? But, I mean, I like my job. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I like off too. Okay, we're 1 week in, you know, this is the 10th. You've got 10 days. How many of your resolutions have you kept? Are you still, you know, eating right and working out every day and doing all the stuff that you said you were gonna, or did you not even make resolutions? I don't really make resolutions, but I had a couple of things that I really wanted to work on, and I've been doing okay with those, and I have to make sure that I continue to do okay with those, because that's kind of, you know, you gotta. Or not, I guess, but I'm going to try to stay resolute to my resolutions. See what I did there? English. It's my friend sometimes. Not really, but I try. Yeah. So other than that, what do we got going on? You know, resolutions, things blowing up. You know, fire and brimstone. You got the big news of the homosexual marriages being legalized. So, wow, you know, Florida. Florida's on the cutting edge. Not really. There's a lot of stuff we should be doing. We don't. I was watching like some of those shows about the with the legalization, because the other like huge hot button, of course, is the marijuana legalization. Now, there's new all these shows popping up because along with whenever something becomes legal, well, then the media has to rush to do as many documentaries as they can, and all the learning channels have to get all their stuff in, and everyone's trying to make as much money off of whatever happened as they can. That's just the American way. I guess that's the way of the world. But, so I'm watching all these, like, pot barons and guys, you know, these guys who are they're applying for these very few licenses. Like, one city had 24 licenses they can give out, you know. So these corporations, or these people that are trying to build their corporations, are going there, and they have to, you know, they're with these presentations of like where they were going to go, like where's their structure and the financials and the security and like their business plan. And then they had to pay $15,000, and you're like, wow. I mean, that the money involved must be insane, because they didn't even blink at the $15,000 review fee. I was like, man, Colorado's getting their cut, aren't they? That's, you know. Although it was a big news at the beginning, it really just died off as quickly as it came up. Again, this is another thing where I really don't care one way or the other, but boy, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal to have it legalized. I don't know. You know, I did hear that there's still, corporations are still failing people for drug tests. Because here's another thing, while the state says it's fine, the federal government says it isn't. So it's a way of saying, you know, of still keeping people, running into trouble for it. And I thought that was kind of odd, but I guess, I don't know. I mean, if you're an employer, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that one. I was like, well, okay. If you're employing people at a place where something's legal, how can you say it's illegal? But that's, again, I'm not a lawyer. Well, I didn't say that to begin with, but I'll just tell you this much. I'm not a lawyer. Okay, here's some music to lawyer up my brain. I'll study some law while I'm listening.
Mama, Vicky is an astrologer.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
Thank you.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it coming.
All right, that was Rosematter. The CD is called The Fiscal Year. I played for you All Aboard This Train Wreck, and it's a little too late. Hello. It's a Little Too Late for Waves was the first one, and All Aboard This Train Wreck was the second one. And apparently over the music break, I forgot what English was. Terrible. Yeah, that's the way life goes, I guess. So, what did we learn today? Not a whole lot. We learned I don't really care about current events, I guess. That's not true. I care. I just don't care. Because I stay out of things that don't involve me directly, like me personally. But I don't know if that's the socially conscious way of doing things, but that's the way I do things. I have enough trouble keeping my stuff in order. All right, that's going to be it for this week. This has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit Show. Hey, you know, shoot, if you're in a band and you want to get played on air, shoot me an email, zenbone@hotmail.com. I am always searching, scratching, and clawing for new music, exciting music, interviews, craziness. You know, the more I can grab up for you guys, the better each show is for you guys. See? It's one big happy community. Isn't that cool? My name's Mal. This has been a wonderful time with you all, and I'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.